Something brand new on 88 FM this morning. Sons of Hurricane. And in this moment, wow. If you know anything about music and you're listening to that production, you're going to be extremely proud of what's coming out of South Africa and out of this part of South Africa in particular. And with me in the studio are the Sons of Hurricane. Yeah, Chuck Barton, no stranger to the entertainment scene, and Philly Spies.
Yes.
Welcome to you both. Nice to have you on the morning show.
Thank you. Good morning. Nice to be here.
Thanks for having us.
This is good stuff. Talk us through it. What was the inspiration behind, what has been the inspiration behind the Sons of Hurricane?
Okay, so we go way back, well, I do anyway. I mean, I cut my teeth on the metal scene in the 90s, if you can believe that. A band called Jada Jane, and we were part of the revival back then. Fast forward a bit, I came back to the UK, to South Africa, and of course started solo shows. And just been playing around for a while, and then a good friend of ours, Gareth from Caribou, had Bobby van Jaarsveld playing at his music on the farm, and I was like, okay, I can't do this as a solo act. So I had a mutual friend of ours, Grant. He's like, well, I play drums. I've got a guy that can pretty much play guitar or bass, multi-instrumentalist, and so we got together. It was purely supposed to be a one-off, just to, you know, do the support slot for old Bobby. And the chemistry was just there. We knew this was never just going to be a one-off. So, yeah, that's how Sons was born.
Yeah, for me, I moved here from Cape Town last year, December, and specifically moved here to get into the music scene. And
that's odd. Most people are moving away from here to get into the music scene, because yeah, there hasn't been much of a music scene on the North Coast for a long time.
Yeah,
well, I'm talking Durban, North Coast.
Durban, North Coast, yeah. But for me, I was extremely lucky. I just got into, met Chuck, and through Chuck, I got into other musicians and into the circles here, and it's been an amazing experience for me.
So who's in the band now? How big is the band? It's a three-piece.
Our drummer, yeah, Brett, couldn't make it today, unfortunately. But yeah, it's just a three-piece right now.
Okay, because economically it's important to keep it as small as you can, otherwise it becomes too expensive. No one makes any money. And the bottom line is, you guys are both professional musicians and bloody good very good. Very good.
Very good.
And it's not easy, generally speaking, to make music your career in South Africa, anywhere in the world. It's not easy. No one said it was going to be. That's the lot of the artist, unfortunately. However, if you are good, which clearly the Sons of Hurricane that's a different story, and I presume bookings are coming thick and fast.
Yes, yeah, we've got quite a good lineup coming towards the end of the year. Saying that, though, we all do our little solo projects as well. I mean, it's not sustainable just purely as Sons of Hurricane.
Well, that's interesting, though. So you can perform in sort of, you say solo projects, difficult for a solo drummer, I would imagine.
well, that's the thing, Brett. I mean, I think he's in three bands at the moment.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, I mean, that speaks of his caliber.
Okay.
Three including us, yeah.
Yeah.
And talk us through a typical Sons of Hurricane show. Do you communicate with the audience? Is there a kind of entertainment beyond the music?
Yes, absolutely.
Aspect?
Yeah. So what we generally do is we'll start off with a sort of a lighter set, the first one, just to feel the waters, bit of acoustic guitar, just some easy listening stuff, and then we'll ramp it up as we go along, and then we'll end on a bang.
And how do you engage with an audience? Because that's the trick. There's a lot of disconnect, really, in music these days, where people don't seem to listen. It breaks my heart. I hear really fine musicians playing their hearts out, particularly in sort of public environments, and everyone's having a wonderful time, but not listening to the music much at all. In fact, hardly any communication between the artist or the band and the audience. Is this now typical?
It is, but we've found a way around it. If you listen carefully, you can hear the banter in the crowd, and you can just pick up on something that someone says, and you will respond to them. That creates the connection with them. Okay. And then it's almost like a ripple effect. Then once you've got one or two of them on your side, it slowly but surely spreads. And then
And that's the art of the entertainer.
Correct, yes.
The real art. And clearly you've been there, you've done it, and you continue to ply the trade, which is fantastic. The production on the tunes that I've been listening to is really good. Who produced them?
I did.
Okay. Yeah.
So I've got a little small digital studio at home, and basically we sit together, we write, we put the tracks down, Philly will put his bass down.
Is it not phenomenal what technology has been able to produce?
It's amazing. It's a game changer, I think.
It's also very lucky between the two of us. You know, I've also got experience in mixing own songs and things, so he'll get a mix ready and then I'll sit, listen to it, and we make minor adjustments to it.
Yeah.
You know, tweak until it sounds like, okay, now it's good.
You know, as an event organizer, I'm wearing that hat now for a second, thinking back in the day, if you wanted to pull a crowd and have a party, I'm talking on a large scale, there were big acts that you could book, cost a lot of money, but you knew you were going to make money because they were huge names and people would come from all over the place to come and listen to them. And I'm talking about over the past 20, 30 years. Mm. Some of those big names are 20 and 30 years old now, and I'm talking Mango Groove, etc. They're still, you know, pulling the crowd. And some of the older guys that get together occasionally on a retro jaw. But of late, there have been very few acts, apart from the ubiquitous Jeremy Loops and maybe one or two others that come up again and again and again and are flipping again. And it got to eventually say, well, I've heard them a few times, I love them, but I'm getting a bit tired now. And it's expensive to go along to, and clearly there are costs. Why do you think it is that there are not more, like this project of yours, this band has the potential, in my opinion, to have literally to command the highest prices at gigs because it's that good, but no one's heard of you? Well, relative, they have now, but before this and going forward, why is it so difficult to build that brand?
I think it's probably due to cost limitations. You know, a lot of the bigger events organizers don't want to risk their brand or their event on an unknown.
But so why do you remain unknown when you're that good?
It's difficult to get those good support slots.
It takes difficult time to get airplay.
Yes.
Yeah.
End of the story.
Yeah.
Because, you know, mostly if you check what's happening across the country now to the stations that were, I mean, if you got onto 5 back in the day, then you were pretty much, if you stayed on 5 for a while, you were then a household name, and then you could pull the numbers because then you got onto television and it all worked together. The industry worked together to create, it was a sort of self-funding program.
Yeah.
You wanted the live acts, you wanted the stars, so you had to make them. Now everyone played a part. Now it's very, very difficult because you've got, well, you know, Kahiso Media goes more hip-hop and more this. They own most of the licenses, most of the big stations. It's very, very, very tough to break in and to get heard. And I think smaller stations now have a responsibility to step up to the mark and to build what is good, not the rubbish. We get served a lot of mediocre as well. You know, I made this for my girlfriend, and when you play it, no, we won't.
No, thank you.
But when something is as good as the... I was going to call you the Sons of Anarchy.
It can be.
It was a name option.
The Sons of Hurricane. I wish you huge success, guys.
Thank you.
I really, these are going to be on our playlist for sure. And maybe we should get together again soon just to continue the conversation, because I think it's an important one.
Thank you very much, Dave. Thanks for this opportunity.
Where are you playing? Where are people going to be able to hear you live?
Okay.
We're playing this Friday night at Duck and Dive. It's going to be Sons of Hurricanes with War Pigs, which is my other band.
Are you in War Pigs with Varna?
With Varna, Conrad.
My mate. So those are good guys.
Yeah.
I was so impressed with their metal concert the other night.
Yes. In fact, we'll be on the bill for the main event as well, the big one on 13th of December.
So you put a little bit of metal into your
acting. Yes, we can go hard if we want to.
Depends on the venue.
Then I can ask you this question. Because I was sitting listening to the vocals.
Yeah.
And Here's the vocal. And then an offer comes, thank you very much. And you think, oh, there's a huge disconnect between us. What's going on there?
It's just more for the energy. I mean, it's different genres. I think the tag of
is
metal...
How you sing in a...
No, not at all, no.
Okay.
No, we're more of a crossover. We kind of... You know, we have a
we
foot
can go
each.
Hard, but it's more melodic.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. It's still proper vocal
But in
to
the
it.
Metal genre thing, that is it's not a pedal or an effect that people use.
No, that's
they actually
voice.
Create
that's
that themselves.
Vocals.
Yeah. Well, that's a talent in itself. Absolutely. I was enthralled. Yeah. Maybe not for airplay here, but you know, certainly if you're a metal head, there's that watch the metal tsunami. Yeah, they're going to be there's another two, I believe, this year.
Yes, there's a wave three coming up, I think.
And then the finals.
And then the big final.
Yeah, well, and it's quite thrilling. Don't be put off by the scary outfits and the it's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun.
But if you want to catch my friends, new friends, the sons of Hurricane, Chuck and Philly, and your drummer.
Brett, yes.
Brett. At Caribou this week?
Duck and Dive, Friday night.
Duck and Dive on Friday, along with War Pigs.
With War Pigs.
Is going
free
to
entry.
Be an absolute jewel. You know, if I was 103 years younger, I would be there. We're playing out with Sons of Hurricane, Lost and Found, Chuck and Philly at the venue for Friday night. What is it again?
Duck and Dive.
Duck and Dive. Don't get that one wrong. You'll be in trouble. There they are, Lost and Found.